Hello, everybody. I am back. Guess who's back? I got back from my fishing trip, and we caught two big tuna. One's like 50 pounds. Another one was like 30 pounds. I hope you guys can hear me. Give me a thumbs up if you can hear me. But anyway, one was 50 pounds. Another one was about 30 pounds. The rest of the time, we just kind of sat in the ocean. Sat in the ocean for like fucking 24 hours. It was good, though. It was good. It was good to relax. It was good to get out in the ocean. I mean, the ocean is a vast place. I think about goddamn we don't know what's under there. We don't know what's under there. And to be frank with you folks, there's two things I'm scared of. That's ghosts and sharks. And I'll be honest. Looking in the vast deep ocean, I saw it's like blue, then it goes black. And we were out 80 miles out. And, man, I got to be honest, I felt uneasy the whole time. It's very humbling being out in the ocean. Very, very fucking humbling because you're helpless. You're helpless. We're on this little boat. I think it was like a 30-something footer, 40, I don't know exactly. You had a triple deck, go down to the cabin. It was nice. It was nice. But after about 8 hours, I'm like, all right, man, I really don't give a shit if I catch a fish or not. I just want to get back on land. So I don't know, but it was fun. It helped my soul. It helped my soul, folks. I got demonetized again, and I don't know what's gonna happen. I don't know if I'm gonna get monetized again. It's off. They're fucking with me. That's the best I can say, is that they're fucking with me. I don't do anything wrong on here, but there's probably some Cheeto eating blue haired fucking liberal just fucking with me, or so. I don't know. So. You can Venmo me, D-Rod1977. I've been demonetized. So D-Rod1977. And I hope we can get it back up again. I don't know. Folks, when the lights go out, I do this every time, so get used to the routine. When the lights go out on Amazon, I wrote it on my iPhone in under a month. And yes, I wrote it. I did have a ghostwriter. The Mexican Mix. On Amazon as well, my mama's book. Leave an honest review. That's all we ask for. Folks, so I named this video, and for good reason too, Fuel to the Fire. Fuel to the Fire, the perfect storm is here. The perfect storm is here, and folks, it's going to get really fucking bad. Supply chain breakdowns, food shortages, the whole thing. Expect all of that to be coming, okay? Prepare diligently and use your discernment. There's going to be a lot of fucking bullshit propaganda coming out, a lot of it. And then they're going to be blaming everybody but themselves. This is a globalist hit on the country. You think what happened in 2020 was bad? What's coming, folks, the tsunami that's coming is going to be worse. It's going to be worse, and you need to understand that it's coming. But keep the faith. That's why I'm wearing the faith shirt. Keep the faith. We're going to fucking pull out of this. It's going to be hard. But at least, listen, folks, at least we pull out of this. At least we're in the game. At least we got skin in the game. At least we're fighting. And you need to wake. I think it's too late for a lot of the libs. It's already too late for them. I look at them as dead as the dinosaurs, folks. If you're still wearing a face diaper and you're walking around, you're sleepwalking. You're a fucking zombie. You're a sleepwalker. You don't know what's going on. You're too late to the ball. You're extinct. That's how I see it. That's really how I see it. VPN, folks, VPN. Your privacy is stepped on more and more each year thanks to major advancements in tech and AI. The most recent report is that AI now will monitor your facial expression with cameras to detect and decipher your emotions in real time during live streams. I guess I'm fucked. This is just the latest example of infringement on our right to privacy. You must take steps to make yourself anonymous online now and protect your privacy before it's too late. It's only going to continue to get worse. Well, it's too late for me. using a VPN like Virtual Shield, while online, is no longer a choice but a requirement, folks. Otherwise, data like Google, like your Google searches, browsing history, frequent locations, and more are at risk. Virtual Shield is leagues above other VPNs due to their strict no-log policy and lightning-fast speeds. With Virtual Shield, nobody except you will know what you're doing online, like porn. If you're into that sort of thing, I'm convinced Virtual Sealed to give my audience and fans a 30-day free trial to try out the flagship VPN for themselves. They're so confident that you'll like their service that they'll also added a 30-day money-back guarantee for a total of 60 days risk-free, folks. This is only good for a limited time, so hurry and start your free trial today. So please click the link below, folks. Hit the link below. Born. Hi, David. You're so crazy, David. You say so many crazy things. It's insane, crazy. Spotify, Nino's Corner. Spotify's Nino's Corner. Telegram is Nino's Corner. I don't know what the fuck's going on with my Telegram. I'm like, geez, I can't seem to grow. Okay, so Telegram is Nino's Corner. Getter is Nino's Corner. All the, you know, you wonder why I get on Twitter, even though they have like a governor on my Twitter. Twitter is Nino Boxer. But the reason I get on there is because I got more of a following on there than any of the other sites. So obviously I go where I'm celebrated, not tolerated, okay? Truth Social is David Rodriguez Boxer. My Instagram, I just posted on there in the first time in like months. David Nino Rodriguez Boxer. David Nino Rodriguez Boxer. And then Rumble is Nino's Corner. I put a lot of shit on Rumble now. I'm starting to start putting stuff on Rumble little by little. It's growing. So, folks, basically everything's Nino's Corner. Except for Twitter, IG, and Truth Social, which is David Rodriguez Boxer. Ninoscorner.tv is fucking fire. If you're not there, why? Cancel your Netflix and get to Ninoscorner.tv because you're going to need it. You're going to need it. With these interviews, you're a one-stop shop to the dark underbelly of what's happening, folks. I dig deep, and I don't give a shit. I pull no punches. At least you can get that from me. Carrie Cassidy is up there talking about AI and the war on humanity. I have her up there on Ninoscorner.tv right now. I have a Juan O'Savin update coming on. I have Jesse today, folks, today. Jesse Soboder and Laura Singer coming on talking about the ritual, occult rituals. Everything occult we're going to be talking about today. Laura Singer and Jesse Soboder, who used to be part of the occult, and I believe her. That's coming today. The Ghost is coming on today as well, folks. I have an interview with the Ghost right after Jesse Soboder. I have Jim Willie, who's got his fingers on the pulse of everything that's going on, especially financially, which we're in a lot of shit. Danian Brinkley is coming on. Bo Pony is coming back on. And David Snedeker, talking about that letter in the alphabet. It's legit, folks. It's legit. I've got confirmation from 4 or 5 different people that I trust. It's legit. They're back. And they're back! Ha ha! Like me. All right. Coming at you live from the apocalypse, folks. Yeah! Bring it! Bring it! We're ready! We're fucking ready! Do your worst, motherfuckers. Do your worst! It's coming. And there's a reason 1,700 days later, they made an appearance. Shall we play a game? Welcome to Nino Circus. It had to be done this way. Folks, the storm is not coming. It's here. And it's going to escalate every fucking day, if not week. I mean, every day, week, month. We're hitting the climax, folks. We're hitting the climax. And I've got confirmation that it was real, that it's real from people that I trust. Now, you can all fact check all you want. But all the people I talk to say it's legit. 1,700 days later, it's back up. It's running. It's going to guide you through the storm. Kind of like myself. I kind of pride myself on that. I'm guiding you through the storm a little bit. But yeah, folks, it's going to get bad for not some people. All people. Everybody. Nobody excluded. I'm not going to battle with inflation. I'm not going to try to hire my prices on ninoscorner.tv. It'll stay at $3.99 a month. I know how valuable my information is. I think it's worth something. And I also believe it's worth my time and my energy. And I also believe that people are going to need the info, so I'm not going to higher the price. I'm going to keep it at that. So how many – I think the next movement, folks, and this is just a prediction, I think the next movement is going to be a bunch of beta, pussy, liberal gut males, okay? The little hipsters running around, prancing around. I think what they're going to start doing is, oh, abortion. You know, they take the side of the feminist, and they're going to start getting vasectomies. That's what I think is going to happen. I think that's going to be the next movement. Ooh, protect the women. Get a vasectomy. Get a vasectomy. Everyone's going to get a vasectomy. These pussies are going to – this is what's going to happen. I predict that's the next movement. And I believe they're going to start doing that real soon, just like they started with the propaganda of the transgender. Folks, let me just explain the whole 50 different kinds of genders thing, okay? Let me just explain this. The main reason they deliberately confuse your children in school, keep us divided, make us, oh, what gender am I? What are you? I don't know. What do you identify as? The reason is because they're bringing in transhumanism. It's conditioning for transhumanism. And there'll be so many different chips that you get. And the data is controlled by the same people. So the data, the chips that are going to be given out to people that are like, oh, how amazing. How amazing. It's going to be called the Internet of Bodies. And the World Economic Forum has talked about this already. And I'm going to go into that later. But it's all about this whole transgender thing is all about conditioning you for transhumanism. Transhumanism. That's what's coming. That's what's coming. So that way the liberals will be like, oh, it's so progressive. It's so cool to have a chip in your brain. It's so cool to have a chip in your hand. That's what this is about. You will accept it much easier if they bring in this trans. If you don't know what sex you are, you don't know if you're a man or a woman, or today you're a man, tomorrow you're a woman, and your pants are all this crazy shit they're dumping on you. It's to condition you into the transhumanism movement. Okay. So everything they claimed we did, they're doing. They're guilty of all of it. Insurrection. The whole thing. Everything, this whole charade you're watching on television, your hard-earned tax dollars are going to this fucking garbage that's on television. They're doing. They're doing. I don't know, like life threats to Kavanaugh, life threats to the Supreme Court justices. What do you call that? What do you call that? I'll wait. Threatening to kill Supreme Court justices, such as Kavanaugh. And you know, folks, the timing of this has me thinking this is the perfect storm. This is the we're in it. We're not almost there. We're in it now. It's going to get worse and worse. And I'm not trying to be the bearer of bad news. I'm just being realistic. I'm not selling hopium. I'm telling you, get fucking ready. Brace yourselves. It's coming. Roe versus Wade gets overturned by the Supreme Court. And at the same time, the House votes to pass Senate gun bill, sending it to the president's desk. The House of Representatives on June 24th voted to pass a controversial Senate pass gun ominous package, sending the package to President Joe Biden's desk, where it's likely to win his approval. The 234 to 193 vote was mostly along party lines, save for a handful of Republicans breaking with the rest of their party. As all of this escalates, and as all of this is escalating, folks, you have AOC. You have AOC rallying her troops. Get out on the streets. She's a bartender. She knows nothing. She showed up for an audition, and they placed her where she's at. She's out there rallying the troops. I say that's an insurrection. Rallying the far left nutcases that want to kill babies to rally on the streets. My body, my choice. Where were you just a couple of years ago? Where were you on that? Now it's your body, your choice. I get it. Okay. You loons! A baby is a parasite. Do you see how demonic this is? Women should be proud to carry a baby. It's the highest respect there is. The highest respect there is. A man can't do that. You can. Carry another living life force in your body. But you want to kill it. You want to kill it. Here is the definition of an insurrection. A violent uprising against an authority or government. A violent uprising against an authority or government. That's the definition. What's happening right now? What's happening right now? Hypocrites. And folks, I can't help but think this is all contrived and engineered. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I know. If you're going to rally the troops, how would you do it? If you needed to get Democrats out there to vote, how would you do it? Yeah, I'm all about saving babies, believe me. But how would you get them out there? Overturn Roe versus Wade. That's one way to get the liberal nuts out there, to make it more believable when you... Dems hope to harness outrage and sadness after abortion ruling. So in the immediate aftermath of one of the Supreme Court's most consequential rulings, it was too soon to know how deeply the political landscape has shifted. But in this politically competitive corner of one of the most important swing states in the U.S., embattled Democrats hope to harness that emotion from women like Roe to reset what has been otherwise brutal election year environment. For much of the year, the threat of abortion rights have seemed somehow theoretical, overshadowed by more tangible economic challenges, particularly inflation and rising gas prices. But the Supreme Court's decision ensures that abortion will be a central issue in U.S. politics for the foreseeable future. So they're banking on this to be what brings all the crazies out. Because they want to kill babies. How fucked up is that? They're parasites. And you have statements coming out by transgenders talking about how, fuck, I don't even care what they talk about, honestly. I don't even know why I'm going to get into it. I guess I don't care. It's just so fucking crazy, all of this. So Newsom seizes the moment, folks. Newsom jumps on board with all this madness. And there's so much madness. I go fishing for 3 days and the world catches fire. I'm like, wow, there's a lot to talk about Monday. In America, divided by abortion, guns, and the boogeyman, you know what the boogeyman is, California and Newsom seize the moment. So now he's seizing the moment. So as his wife stood behind him and holding back tears, yeah, right. Tears of like, oh, we should be killing babies. We should be killing babies. And you probably know she was faking the whole fucking thing. And if you're crying over this, you're evil anyway. So you're fucking evil. Governor Gavin Newsom on Friday called the Supreme Court decision to overturn Roe versus Wade sickening. He's calling this sickening. Sickening. And beckoned women in other states to come to California and calling it their sanctuary for free abortion care. In Texas, where performing an abortion will soon be a felony, Governor Greg Abbott celebrated the ruling and promised he will always fight to save every child from the ravages of abortion. But he won't save our southern border. Ha, 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 ha. Yeah, fuck. Yeah, fuck the border. All this shit that's happening there. The fentanyl coming in. Ah, fuck it. Don't worry about that. Abortion. I gotta get on board with that. I don't like Greg Abbott either. I think Beto O'Rourke's a fucking douche. Fucking pansy bitch douche. And Greg is a rhino. That's how I see it. I'm gonna call both sides, folks. I don't give a shit. I don't fucking care anymore. We're past the point of caring. Oh, don't say that. Don't say that. Oh, David, you cuss too much. I think we're past that point. damn it. There goes the glasses. I start beating up sweat around my eyes, and then I can't see anymore. All right. In America divided by abortion, guns, and So Newsom comes out, and Newsom is now saying, come to California. It will be your sanctuary for sacrifices. Okay, so basically that's what he's saying. In Arizona, the real insurrection, in Arizona, abortion protests, abortion protests, police release tear gas, lawmakers are held hostage in Senate buildings. So this, I guess, they have a right to be mad. Like, we didn't have a right to be mad on J6, right? We didn't. Fuck you. We'll do the bank robbery, but we should be able to kill babies. So police release tear gas as lawmakers are held hostage in a building. So protesters threaten to break the Arizona Senate entryway glass. Republican Arizona State Senator Wendy Rogers tweeted as members were in the middle of voting on a series of bills. The situation escalated into a hostage situation as lawmakers were instructed to exit the building, Republican Arizona State Senator Kelly Townsend said. The Republican caucus of the state Senate later called the protest an attempted insurrection. But it'll get no news. It'll get no news. It's not part of the narrative. Christian Pregnancy Center in Colorado vandalized and burned down following the Roe versus Wade reversal. Man, how demonic are these people? Like, you think the normal person that was, like, thinking about getting an abortion or whatever, just be like, you know what? All right, I can't get an abortion, but at least I can give the kid to adoption. Or, I don't know, plan B, the day after pill, or, I don't know, condoms? I never use condoms. All right. Christian Pregnancy Center in Colorado vandalized and burned following the Roe versus Wade reversal. A Colorado Christian Crisis Center for Pregnant Women was vandalized and set on fire Saturday morning, a day after the U.S. Supreme Court reversed federal protection of abortion. So police responded to a fire at Life Choices in Longmont around 3:20 a.m. and found the building ablaze with covered with graffiti messages referencing the controversial overturning of Roe versus Wade. Antifa. LAPD arrest a man accused of attacking an officer with a torch during abortion. A man. Using a torch. Attacking an officer with a torch. Okay, a man who allegedly attacked an officer, police officer, with a makeshift flamethrower during Friday night's abortion rights demonstration in downtown Los Angeles has been arrested and is facing possible charges for attempted murder. I almost put this in what the fuck news. The Los Angeles Police Department said 30-year-old Michael Ortiz attacked an officer with a torch, sending the officer to the hospital with burn injuries. Where the fuck does this guy get that kind of equipment? I guess, I don't know. Maybe, I guess you get some Aquanet and a fucking lighter. I lit a woman's hair on fire on the bus when I was a kid. Well, I didn't use the Aquanet. She had a lot of Aquanet on. She was a maid. And my friend was lighting the back of her hair and then putting it out. And we were laughing. And then he went a little higher. I'm like, oh, that's a little too high. Don't do it there. But he did it anyway. And he goes, and it just goes, her whole fucking head. And we're like, oh, shit. We're putting her head out. Ah, we're patting her head. And the bus pulls over, and there's smoke in the bus everywhere, and they let us out. I was in eighth grade, folks. I was a bad kid, but I didn't do it. He lit her hair on fire, not me. Just saying. Aquanet. I don't know if you guys remember Aquanet. Is that even still out there? I don't even know. Anyway, short story for the broadcast here. Two dozen states to restrict abortions after Supreme Court overturns Roe versus Wade. More than two dozen states will move to restrict abortions following the Supreme Court's Friday ruling that overturned Roe versus Wade and Planned Parenthood versus case. So the Guttmacher Institute, a research group, says that 13 states have triggered laws that bar most abortions that will take effect immediately after the ruling Friday. They're Arkansas, Idaho, Kentucky, Louisiana, Mississippi, Missouri, North Dakota, Oklahoma, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, and Wyoming. I guess we all know what Beto will be running on in Texas, right? Transgenders, Trans Lives Matter, abortion, and taking away guns. That's what they're gonna. I don't see him pulling this off. I don't. But you never know. You never know. You don't know how liberal Texas has become. Just go to Austin. Go to Austin. I talked to David Snedeker, and he said he's moving to Austin. I was like, you're just moving from California to California. That's it. But I guess some people feel safe just knowing they're in Texas. Fuck America. Green Day star Billy Joe Armstrong says he's renouncing his U.S. citizenship during a London concert in wake of the SCOTUS overruling Roe. this fucking clown. All right, Green Day star Billy Joe Armstrong says he's renouncing his U.S. citizenship. He made the declaration during a London concert Friday saying, fuck America. The musician said he was staying in the U.K. and that there's just too much fucking stupid in the world. Go back to the miserable fucking excuse for a country. Is there any possible way you can take your shit music with you? I fucking hate your band. I can't stand Green Day. You fucking suck. I don't know anyone who likes your music. I don't. I'm surprised you draw. I would think the only thing you could draw is flies to your concerts. Your music sucks rhino cock. If anybody knows this guy, Billy Joe Armstrong, Billy Joe, your music sucks huge fucking rhino cock. End of story. Stay in the UK, please. Do everyone a favor. And stay there. Stay there. But can you find a way for the stations in America to stop playing your shit? Worst band ever. Like, I swear, like, that 90s, if I think of, like, shit in the 90s, it's that band. Green Day and maybe Blink 182. Like, ugh. Every time I hear their music, I'm like, ugh. Anyway. Back to the news. Back to the news. How are you guys liking today's episode? Yeah. I call it the way I see it, and I don't give a shit. All right. CNN is now reporting. Supreme Court's decision on abortion could open the door to overturn same-sex marriage, contraception, and other major rulings. So, I see this, like, if they do this, the gig is up to me, folks. The gig is up. So if the Supreme Court overturned gay marriage and contraception, I don't know what they're going to do with contraception, but if they overturn that, this is all engineered. I see it as like, oh, they're really rallying the Democrats to get out their vote. And I'm going to say they're working for the black hats. That's my opinion. Because they need the votes so desperately that they need to cause this kind of uproar and rage that, to me, it's obvious. I'm sorry. I mean, a lot of you, I understand I'm all about life, but if I see this happen the way it's going down, I have no other choice. The Supreme Court's opinion overturning Roe v. Wade on Friday could open the door to courts to overturn same-sex marriage, contraception, and other rights. It's already set up a debate among justices over whether overturning Roe puts those precedents in danger. The majority opinion from Justice Samuel Alito attempted to wall off its holding in Friday's abortion case from those other rulings. But Justice Clarence Thomas wrote separately to call explicitly for those other rulings to be revisited. Oh, boy. Let's get the gays out there burning buildings. Justice Thomas, Supreme Court should reconsider rulings on same-sex marriage and contraception. Thomas wrote Friday that the high court should reconsider rulings on contraception, same-sex relationships, and same-sex marriage in a solo concurring opinion released Friday that struck down Roe v. Wade. Juan always talked about this, folks. He said the summer of discontent. The summer of discontent. I'm telling you, man. We're here. We're here. Pride parades march on with new urgency across U.S. So, pride parades kicked off in New York City and around the country Sunday with glittering confetti, cheering crowds, fluttering rainbow flags, and newfound fears about losing freedoms won through decades of activism. The annual marches in New York, San Francisco, Chicago, and elsewhere took place just 2 days after one conservative justice on the Supreme Court, Clarence Thomas, signaled in a ruling on abortion that the court should reconsider the right to same-sex marriage recognized in 2015. So here we go. It's going to amp up even more. They need to rally their troops, folks. Do you understand the wave, the red wave that's coming? They got to stop it at all costs. That's why I wonder. I want your opinion. Is Clarence Thomas a good guy or is he a bad guy? Yeah, he's doing things that seem right, but is he really just rallying the other side? What's your thoughts, folks? I don't think we need that right now. I don't think we need this kind of discontent right now. This can wait. I don't know, till after the midterms? That's my fucking view on this. Why are they going all fucking full retard right now? Why is he going full retard right now? I have questions. What's your thoughts on this? Let me see your thoughts on this. All right. Here's something that I got to bring up that's very important. We've all seen it. We all know it now. Biden is going after nicotine. And we all know, those of you who pay attention, know why he's going after nicotine. The real reason he's going after nicotine, it helps fight off the boogeyman, believe it or not. Smokers. Who would have thought? So Biden is going after nicotine, yet will allow distribution for crack and heroin. So, hey, you're smoking crack? That's okay. You do heroin? Fuck, that's okay too. Don't worry about it. You smoke? You like to light up a cigarette occasionally? How dare you? I need to save your life. So, or no, also fuck the fentanyl. Fuck the fentanyl coming over, killing everybody. Killing everybody. And I'm going to get into that right now. It is chemical warfare. Fentanyl is chemical warfare. It's being fucking funded by the Chinese. But never mind that. Shit. Never mind that. You're smoking? You like to light up a cigarette? We're coming after you. So the FDA aims to cut down on smoking by slashing nicotine levels in cigarettes. Remember, folks, everything's a captured operation. Everybody's working together. That's why we're at this point. So chemical warfare. Folks, I was on the boat with a doctor friend of mine who has rehydrate people, detox people that have had fentanyl issues or overdose on fentanyl coming back, heroin, hard drugs. Okay, hard drugs. He's a good friend of mine. He was on the boat with me, and these are the stats he gave me. And this guy pays attention to this. So chemical warfare, fentanyl. Let's worry about cigarettes, though. Let's worry about the nicotine. No, listen to this. Fentanyl has directly killed over 100,000 young adults ages 22 to 25 years old, just last year. And we don't know what it is this year. We'll get those numbers. But this is more than every single war death, every single war death since after World War II. So 50,000 in Vietnam, about 28,000 or so in Korea, about 10,000 or so in Desert Storm, etc. And this is not including this year. This is just including last year. It's passed up motor vehicle accidents, suicides, and homicides. It has passed up motor vehicle accidents, suicides, and homicides, folks. This also does not include the kids that overdosed and then later died of another medical complication. So, like, if they overdose and go to the hospital and they hang on for a few days, they list their death as something else. So that would be, in turn, he said, about another 100,000 deaths. If you talk to kids today that are in the party scene, man, and I have friends that are still doing it, they have medical testing kits and they talk about it all the time. They're always saying, you know, fuck, we have medical kits, man. People are fucking dying. And I'm talking more than those wars, folks, more than Vietnam last year. We've lost our youth. This war is not being fought with tanks, bombs, missiles. No, it's about dividing the United States up in on the inside, open southern borders, bringing in all the fentanyl, and killing off our youth. And then making the military all get this. My Uber driver was a special forces guy. And he's like, yeah, I just want to serve my country. I just want to serve my country. I was like, oh, so you did this? He's like, absolutely. Absolutely. I was like, wow, you're a fucking idiot. That's all I got to say about that. Absolutely. Ghislaine Maxwell placed on suicide watch. So Ghislaine Maxwell placed on suicide watch. I say, let the bitch die. That's what I say. In a June 25th letter to Judge Allison Nathan, one of Ghislaine Maxwell's defense attorneys, Bobby Sternheim, informed the court that Maxwell was placed on suicide watch yesterday by the Manhattan Detention Center, and that this recent development may require postponement on Tuesday's sentence proceeding. Sternheim went on to write, Maxwell is not permitted to possess and review legal documents and is not permitted paper or pen. This has prevented her from preparing for sentencing. They're kicking the can down the road. I doubt she even had a fucking suicide threat or whatever. Didn't someone try to want to kill her in jail and now she's on suicide watch? Like, she was scared for her life when someone tried to kill her, but now she wants to take her life? Whatever. I don't know. Biden spent sending special forces out. The senior U.S. defensive official has confirmed on Monday that President Joe Biden has authorized the deployment of hundreds of special operation troops inside the country of Somalia. The answer came along with the approval of a Pentagon request for authority to target about a dozen different suspected leaders of the Al-Shabaab terrorist group, which has been operating inside Somalia's border. This despite the fact that the Pentagon announced in December of 2020 that a majority of U.S. troops, which had previously been stationed in Somalia, would be removed from that country by early 2021. Almost 700 soldiers stationed in Somalia would not be coming home, but would be going to neighboring countries or regions. Shit's about to get crazy. It's about to get wild. It's about to get wild, folks. I'm telling you. Army relaxes tattoo policy. So the Army relaxes tattoo policy, approved some hand, neck ink, and face ink. Yeah, they're really low on the bar, aren't they? So soldiers can now sport ink on their hands, behind their ears, and on the back of their necks. According to an updated Army tattoo policy published Thursday, aimed largely at helping recruiters avoid the lengthy waiver process to bring recruits with body art into the service, lowering the bar just a little bit more. So Army officials said the new policy would better align the service with social norms on tattoos and make the enlistment process simpler for recruits with tattoos in some areas on their bodies that were previously banned. The updated policy was issued this week by Army Secretary Christine Wormuth or something, and went to immediate effect for soldiers and incoming recruits. So lowering the bar, folks, like we're doing everything else. It's like I go to the mall the other day in California, and I'm not trying to offend. I'm not fat shaming, nothing like that. But a fat model, a fat mannequin is disgusting. And now they have these obese models. It's like, you don't like we need to look at it as a person being unhealthy, diabetic, fat as like beautiful. What are they doing here? This is all war gamed, folks. This is all fucking war gamed for decades. And when you're degenerating a society, corroding a society from within, this is the shit you see. A fat fucking mannequin at Victoria's Secret, let's say. No reason to look up to sex anymore, to aspire, to try to be fit, to work out. You don't need to. Just eat some Doritos and sit on the fucking couch. You're sexy. No, you're not. No, you're not. I don't care what your husband tells you. Okay. Go work out. Get in the fucking gym. And you all know it deep down inside. You all know it deep down inside. Ooh, well, there's a Victoria. Someone, look at the fat girl in Victoria's Secret. See, it's sexy now. No, it's not. No, it's not. It's not. The boogeyman is back. A new boogeyman. A new boogeyman is back. You know what it is? The new boogeyman. The new one now. I don't want to say the name. Is spreading locally at large LA County events, health officials say. So get ready, folks. It looks like it's coming. The number of confirmed boogeyman cases in Los Angeles County has jumped to 22, which health officials said has largely been spread among men who have sex with other men. Imagine if you're a straight guy and you get this. You're going to be looked at like you're gay. All right. So I've received who have recently attended large events. Most of the recent cases involve individuals who have not traveled out of the country or out of the state, as was the situation in most of the first identified cases in the U.S. And let me guess, they already got one of these for it, right? I'm sure. Now, this is what I really wanted to talk about today. The Mark of the Beast. And I've had Melissa Red Pill, Melissa on, Freedom Force Melissa, I've had her on. I've had other people with their opinions. And that's what they are, their opinions. But I have my opinion. World Economic Forum discussing the fourth industrial complex of the Internet of Bodies. It's called the Internet of Bodies. Klaus Schwab and other ghouls of globalists, I like to call them the ghouls of globalists, have plans to chip you not once, but multiple times to connect you to the community internet, which can access your health, financial capabilities, your thoughts, and even memories. Okay? It's called the Internet of Bodies, is what they're planning to bring in. Remember I was talking about the transgender thing and how they're going to move you into transhumanism and how it's going to be so progressive? All it is taking you away from your source, God. That's how I see it. That's how I see it. And you may not believe in God. That's your right. Do what you want with your body. I believe in God, and I'm not letting any motherfucker force me to put a chip in my body. Not happening. I'd rather die. That's how I see it. That's the mark of the beast for me. That's the way I see it. In what the fuck news, Oklahoma Democrat Michael Dolenz announces he's planning to introduce a bill that will mandate that each male, just like what I said earlier, that each male, when they reach puberty, get a mandatory vasectomy that's only reversible when they reach the point of financial and emotional stability. I can't fucking believe what I'm seeing in the world today. I can't. I can't believe we're living in this time. I can't. It's a fucking circus. Twilight Zone. What's up is down. What's left is right. What's right is left. What's up? What's wrong is right. What's right is wrong. They're deliberately confusing all of us. And your dumb fuck liberal friends buy into it. They're progressive. There's a new way of thinking. They watch CNN. They want to kill babies. They want their abortions. I don't know, man. It's about to get rough, folks. It's about to get rough. And yes, I've had confirmation that they have shown up again, that letter in the alphabet. Guess who's back? That's what I'm hearing. It's now there's people out there saying, no, it's not. It's not them. It's not. I think Lynn Wood being one of them. No, beware. I don't know. Fucking guy. Launching more grenades at everybody. Oh, by the way, did you know I'm Deep State Dave now? I'm Deep State Dave. Oh, God. This is the problem. This is the problem, man. Is that a lot of people, man, are getting on the short bus. It's crazy. It's crazy. But you know what? It is what it is, folks. It's not going to take away the fact that we're going into some very treacherous, hard waters right now. And either we unite or we don't. Either we unite or we don't. Put our differences aside and realize that we're all, the one thing we do all have in common is we're all American. We're all American. And that's it, man. I never thought that I'd be, if you would have said like, hey, dude, you, later on after your boxing career, you're going to be a patriot and you're going to be like making videos to fight for the country, this and that. I've been like, that sounds ridiculous. That sounds so fucking stupid. And look what I'm doing. Look what I'm doing. I see the urgency, I guess. I see the urgency and I don't. This is what it is, an information war. Folks, it, like I've said this before, it cannot get kinetic. It can't get kinetic. We can't afford to go into civil unrest. We can't afford to go into civil war. Nothing like that, man. We have got to stay together and united. We have to. It's the only way. Folks, you can Venmo me, D-Rod1977. I'm demonetized again. So maybe I'll give that back up. Maybe I won't. But D-Rod1977. Or you can go to ninoscorner.tv. It's less than a gallon of gas and better than Netflix because you're learning something. It's a deep, dark underbelly of the deep state. All right, folks, I'm out of here. And the new heavyweight champion of podcasting with sweaty armpits. Later.